I like chicken about as well as any food you can name. Has a nice clean taste, except for the feathers. Feathers are pretty tasteless, if you ask me, and they kind of scrape when they go down. Sure was hungry for chicken, but I decided against it. Wouldn't look too good if I got caught eating the murder victim after all the trouble I'd gotten into that day. I tried to concentrate on the scene of the crime. I studied it again, went over the ground and sniffed it out. Nothing. No clues, no tracks, no scent. Could have been a coyote, a coon, a skunk, a badger, even a fox. But there was one thing I was sure of. It wouldn't happen again. Not while I was in charge of security. Not as long as I could still stand up and fight for the ranch. I saw Drover peek his head out of the machine shed. Get some sleep, son. Tonight we throw up a double guard, and we could get ourselves into some combat. We slept till dark. When the moon came up, we went out on patrol, made several laps around headquarters. Everything was quiet. Off in the distance, we heard a few coyotes, but they weren't anywhere close. Must have been after midnight when Drover said his feet hurt. He wanted to rest a while. I left him in front of the chicken house and told him to sound the alarm if he saw anything unusual. I went on down and checked things out at the corral, made the circle around the place, and ended up back at the chicken house about half an hour later. Thought I'd drop in unannounced and check on Drover, make sure he was taking care of business. As I sneaked up, I could see him in the moonlight. His ears were perked. He'd take about two steps and pounce on something with his front paws. Then he'd take two more steps and pounce again. He wasn't paying a lick of attention to the chicken house. A guy could have driven a truck in there, loaded up all the hens, and been gone before Drover ever got the news. I walked up behind him. What are you doing? He screeched and headed for the machine shed. I called him back. He came out, looking all around with big eyes.
Is that you, Hank?
Uh-huh. What were you doing?
Me? Oh, nothing.
It was then that I saw the toad frog jump. Playing with a toad frog? On guard duty? When we got a murderer running around loose? He hung his head and went to wagging that stub tail of his.
I got bored, Hank.
Sit down, son. Me and you need to have a serious talk. He sat down, and I marched back and forth in front of him.